Thank you for calling the Alabama Uninformed Claims Line. My name is Monique. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Victor. You the same one that will help me?
Sir?
Okay, you the same one that will help me the first time?
No, sir. No, sir.
Somebody that was helping me. I believe they had me almost done, but my phone had run out.
Let me try to see what's going on. Can I have your social? 426-5-3-2419-2419. Okay, you say your name
was Victor Lawson. Okay, your date of birth?
6-23-85. Your mother's maiden name?
G-L-A-U-D-E.
Okay. I'm about to see that they, I'm going to get you finished through, and I'm going to keep going. So they, for the get you just done. They answer you, they ask you all the questions, and they did you for the benefits card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to see, just got, go through it a little bit, just to make sure everything is still fine. You have an Alabama ID number?
Yeah.
It was I-894353.
Yeah.
Okay, your address was 17 County Road 7.
Yes.
Greensboro, Alabama.
Yes.
364-367-44. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could I have your telephone number again?
205-393-8153.
Okay. So you said it was 117 County Road 7, Greensboro, Alabama, 36744?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you some questions because I'm not going to be able to go next, but to see if they finish the rest of the process. So I'm going to have to ask you these questions real quick. They're, they're just to verify your identity when you're filing for UC benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 144 Rollins Lane, 1721 River Road Drive, 3053 Radcliffe Road, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated.
What color is your 2001 Acura Integra? Beige, cream, dark blue, silver, or you've never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Orlando Lawson? 28 to 32, 36 to 40, 56 to 60, 65 to 69, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
Not familiar with the person.
Okay, let's see, they got all this together. Okay, I'm going to have to answer you these questions right here. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I was working for a business.
No. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
You talking so fast, I can't understand.
You can't hear me. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself. I'm my own business.
Mm-hmm. Are you currently working?
I will work with Vivco out of Mississippi.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
A real estate?
Or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Not working, and I don't have a real estate license. I don't have a real estate.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Nope, none of that.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts and normal trade or occupation?
I understand.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
All shifts?
Yes, sir.
Like saying, if I get a job, am I ready to for any on the go right? Is that what you're saying?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
I forgot what we did. We were. We were connecting beams.
Sir?
I forgot the name of it.
What was the job title?
I'm just gonna say helper.
Huh?
I don't know. I forgot the name of it. Give me a second. I'm gonna make a call. Make a phone call.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Huh?
Hold on.
Okay.
No. D number right. 324. 553. No, 5507. 971. Hey. What our job title was when we were working with Deco. Hi.
What was that?
I was trying to get out of employment class.
Oh.
Whatever we have, it'll be anytime. Like, ready, anytime. Hi. Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you could put a welder down because we did all types of things.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah, we be doing all types of welding.
I said, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the job called?
Jesco Industries.
Jesco?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
J-E-S-C-O.
I got it. Do you have their telephone number?
I can give you my ball man number.
Okay.
Give me that number. Hold on. I'm going to give you a head man. Don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a head man. And what it do. 662 255 7266.
Your data and employment.
Oh, I think March.
What was your last day of work?
I think November 20th, something like that.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Ma'am?
What was the city and state the job was performed in?
Mississippi. The city was, I believe, Fulton. Fulton, Mississippi.
How you spell Fulton?
F-U-L-T-O-N.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day you work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I can't hear you.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
The last day I worked.
Why are you no longer working? You quit, discharge, other or lack of work.
We had a wreck, and they laid me off until I get better.
Huh?
I said me and my wife, we had a wreck. Me and my wife and my kids. My wife died.
Mm-hmm.
They laid me off until I get there.
They laid you off? It was laid off? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a temporary pen. Your temporary pen is 1985.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center system application for direction of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively, seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the phone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Mr. Victor, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.